صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Ashura is such a blessed day that let alone human beings, even birds and animals, to the extent that wild animals also respect it, and revering this day, they also keep a fast. Let's listen to some first-hand accounts, experiences and statements of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah. Number one, the great Tabi'i predecessor, Sayyidina Qais bin Ubad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, the following fact has reached me that wild animals keep the fast of the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Number two, Sayyidina Fatha bin Shakhraf, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, I used to break up and place bread for ants daily. When the day of 10th Muharram would come, they would not eat it. Number three, Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, even ants keep the fast of the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Number four, Al-Qadir Billah also faced this matter, so he became bewildered. He asked Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan Qazwini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi about this, so he said, ants keep a fast on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Number five, Sayyidina Allama ibn Nasiruddin Dimashqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, a person came to a village on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. People were slaughtering animals at that time. He asked the reason, so the people of the village said, today wild animals are fasting. Come with us, we will show you. They took him to a garden and made him stand there. He narrates that after Asr, wild animals began to come from every direction and they surrounded the garden. Their heads were raised towards the sky. None of them ate anything from that meat. As soon as the sun set, those wild animals pounced upon the meat and quickly ate everything. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.